Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We turn the show over to you. We'd love to hear your stories, what you got into over the weekend. Some good ones this morning, including a meniscus tear while ziplining over Niagara Falls.
I don't know if it was while
ziplining.
You have
the order wrong, but...
Don't mess with the headline.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story,
Kennedy. I keep forgetting that. It is my bad. I am so sorry.
Let's see. Charlene is from Atkinson. Good morning, Charlene.
Charlene. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing good. What'd you get into over the weekend?
I had your favorite subject. I had a colonoscopy on Friday.
Oh, that's nice. My girl.
That's
very
good.
Important business.
Yeah, that came up as a topic of discussion while we were out to dinner on Saturday night because our friend, she works in healthcare, and it is like hot button topic in the healthcare industry. Like, you got to get your colonoscopy done. It will save so much on insurances and all of that stuff if you would just get checked. So hopefully everything went okay.
It went great. And let me tell you, I told everybody that in my office, I'm like, yep, I'm off. I'm going for a colonoscopy.
That's
like,
a girl.
Ooh. And I'm like, you got to do it.
Normalize it.
How'd you feel when you woke up?
Absolutely. It was a great nap.
Yeah. I had to pick my dad up after a colonoscopy one time. And I don't know what they put him to sleep.
Propofol.
But he was high as a kite when he woke up still.
Yeah, that's what they use, I think.
And I was like, all right, Dad, you ready to go?
It was a little Xanax.
I was like, you ready to go home? And he's like, no, I want to go to Best Buy and look at TVs. So I drove him to Best Buy right after his colonoscopy.
He didn't want to go.
We just walked around the TV section while he was still high looking at flat screens to buy.
I thought everybody has to go eat.
That's awesome. Most people wanted to go eat.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well,
have a great day.
Thanks for sharing your colonoscopy. Go get your checkup, guys.
Girls.
Girls, too. Rupa from Brookline, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You had a big trip over the weekend.
Yes. My cousin turned 60, and the deal with my husband was either I go alone or we agreed to leave our 16 and 13-year-olds alone for the first time and go together. So we opted to go together. We were worried. We so long as the house is standing and the dog's alive, then we call it a success.
Wait. Did I miss where you said you went?
London.
Oh, I missed that part.
So that's you left great. A 16-year-old and a 13-year-old alone for a full week?
For a weekend. We went on Wednesday night and we came back on Sunday. So it wasn't yes, but it was a test drive. We had to make sure we could actually do it before we go for a week.
Good for you. Yeah.
A test drive to London is not a test drive. That's you're on the highway. You're on the autobahn. Well,
your 16-year-old must be way more responsible than I was. My parents would never.
Well, I was going to say, we came back, and our 16-year-old had made us homemade banana bread and a sign that said, welcome home.
Aww.
But Carson, I'm pretty sure my 13-year-old and your son are the same person, and there's no way that we would leave.
Yeah. Like, our test run was to the Cape. Your test run was to London. You definitely judge your kid more than we trust ours.
But I had a 16-year-old to help, right? So that made a big difference. But now it's like, okay, where do we go next?
Now you know. Let's get it.
Yes, absolutely. It was fantastic.
Glad you had a great trip. Thanks for sharing that. Let's see. We have somebody who wants to remain anonymous. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Tell us what happened this weekend.
So I was walking my dog. She jumped up on me as we were out in a crowded park, and she pulled my pants down to my ankles. So that was super embarrassing.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. Oh, yes. Completely. Thank God I was wearing underwear.
That was my next question.
Thank God. Thank God. Because there were a lot of people around that saw that.
Did you hear anybody start to laugh behind you?
You know, the laughs were mostly out of, like, sympathy and pity, which I appreciated. But, yeah, there were a few laughs.
Now, was it the, like, the comfy, you know, underwear? Or are we talking like it was a go out on a Saturday night pair of underwear?
Thankfully, they were like the comfy kind that don't show too much. So it could have been worse.
Oh, my God, girl. Yikers.
Kennedy, ever been pantsed by one of your pups?
I have not. Not yet, anyway.
Are you going to avoid that dog park for like the next month?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going back there for a while. No. Oh, heck no.
It could have happened to anybody.
She loves that park, too, but we're taking a break for at least the next few weeks.
I mean, it's impressive to pant someone without opposable thumbs. It's a big part of the movement.
My first reaction was surprise, but also I was impressed.
All right. Well, hopefully the week goes better than the weekend did.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
So bye. Keep your pants on, y'all.
Good advice always.
I ain't got no panties on. Got no panties on. I ain't got no panties on the dance floor. Have you not heard that song?
Nope.
Am I the only one?
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.